This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's move into focus, shall we? DJV show, 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Wednesday, the 29th of May, is upon us. A couple of quickies here. The tornadoes, actually, Victoria and I were just talking about the bad weather all over the Midwest and through the East Coast. String of tornadoes across Ohio and Indiana that we were talking about yesterday in terms of, look out, here it comes, actually have ripped apart several communities, a lot of debris. This has been going on now for a couple of weeks, this unrelenting assault from Mother Nature. What has gone wrong? Who are the bad guys in the Middle East? In the Midwest. Well, there are bad guys in the Middle East, too. Take care of them. They don't have, you know, you never hear stories about tornadoes and that sort of thing, because they don't get any rain. They don't have the same elements in the weather. Have you noticed that? Where else are there powerful tornadoes like we have here? We always talk about how thankful we are we don't have certain conditions that exist in other places. But I was just thinking about where else you hear about typhoons, really bad stuff, and the Asia-Pacific Rim. And we all, there are hurricanes that bother other countries, mostly on the Pacific side of things, which is sort of interesting because Pacific means peaceful. But some of these storms are anything but peaceful. In this area of our country, there are more storms forecast for today. So did you have a lot of wind, Victoria? Did you? I know you had lightning and thunder and that sort of thing.
We did have a lot of wind, yeah. Lots of, because we're right on the beach, so we always get all of, you know, the gale warnings and high seas and things like that, because there's always a threat of flooding. And there are flash flood warnings that we got almost hourly. Last night, my phone kept going off with emergency sounds, so it was a rough night. We had a lot of lightning, a lot of thunder and rain. There were hail warnings, which that's kind of nuts, but we got that too. And in not too far west of us, there were tornado watches. So it was a pretty wild night in Jersey, but of course nothing compared to what they're dealing with in the Midwest and the flooding and things like that. Tornadoes just scare me to death, but the flooding,
scary stuff,
and the rivers are just really, really bad.
Jennifer, I don't remember ever hearing anything about any tornadoes ever, whether I was there or not. It doesn't seem to me in my memory that there is, I don't know that there's the ability, because of the way the weather masses are formed, for a tornado to affect the West Coast, right? On the water.
Usually not. I know when I would visit Colorado, there were tornado warnings. I was scared a few times seeing them come towards you when I was visiting my grandmother. But it was really funny that you mentioned it, because last week my dad called and he said, "You will not believe what just happened here." I said, "What's going on?" We've had some crazy weather in Southern California, too. It's been a lot colder than it should be. Mm-hmm. And my dad's neighbor, I guess, witnessed a tornado, like a small one, not something that you see coming from miles away, like that picked up Dorothy, but a small tornado came by and like lifted up the guy's roof behind, like across the street from my dad, and then just went right through. And so my dad and his neighbor were out there checking for damage on their own roofs and everything. Thankfully, they were fine, but I guess the neighbor that is really great for my dad, who watches out for the house and all that, was like kind of a little panicked because he had never seen anything like that. And I think his 40 years of living in the neighborhood. So strange, but that was on the small side. You know, that was like one little thing that I think happened.
Neighbor. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So it wasn't like one of these big, huge catastrophic tornadoes, but just unusual for this time of year and unusual just in general in California.
They usually don't start unless it's the other side of the Rockies. That seems to be
right.
When the weather patterns slow down or stop
at the Rockies in something like this. This is low-level stuff usually, although last week, remember, I said when I flew back from California, we went 700 miles around a tornado that was at 60,000, the roots of it were at 60,000 feet, which is very unusual. Most of the stuff, the real tornadic activity happens at less than 10,000 feet, how it develops and how they all affect people. Lots of damage. 500 eyewitness tornado reports, matter of fact, in the last couple of weeks. But as I said, I think yesterday, June usually sees it's the beginning of the hurricane season, so the tornadic season of April and May goes away, and then, one who wonders or worries about this sort of thing, oh, my God, we're going to now get into hurricanes. So and that's why I asked the question, are there other places in the world that they don't have tornadoes in Europe very often that I can remember? There aren't.
I don't think I've ever heard of that, actually. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure Kara's busy Googling tornadoes in Europe.
Like you said, we just have that topography in the Midwest that just seems to foster that type of...
Yeah, well, I looked it up when you first mentioned it because you know me very well. And apparently the UK actually has more per landmass than any other country, but it's just because the country is so small. So apparently, yeah, they get quite a few in the UK, in Europe. And then I'm not surprised. I'd been thinking Australia, maybe New Zealand, because
yes,
they're pretty dry. At least Australia, there's quite a bit of desert there. So, yeah, they also get them there. But it's true. I hear earthquakes. I hear tsunamis. I hear all those things. But I've never seen pictures of tornadoes in another country.
There you go. All right. Let's go back to Jennifer to see what her lead is. What do we have, Jennifer, from your perspective?
Well, a woman named Amanda Eller. Are you familiar with her?
No.
All right, she's the yoga teacher who was rescued after being lost for 17 days in a forest in Hawaii. Yeah. She called her journey of survival extremely spiritual. She did a press conference yesterday. She said, quote, "I never felt alone. I never felt fearful. It was an opportunity to overcome fear of everything. It was an opportunity to be stripped away of all of the comforts of this modern world and see what was left." They actually followed her. One of her friends was helping lead a search and had a helicopter out, and they were just getting ready to make their last circle, and the friend happened to catch a glimpse of something that he thought could have been her, and sure enough, they checked it out. It was her. She said her darkest moment came at day 14. She said she had hope in her heart every single day, but she would hear helicopters pass right over her head, and she felt invisible. She said, you lose hope. The sun starts to go down. You say, ugh, another night alone. How am I going to stay warm? How am I going to stay alive? She went for just a short run in the forest, and she sat down to meditate, and when she started running back to her car, she was disoriented. She got lost. She had no car keys, or I think she had her car keys, but she didn't have her cell phone. She didn't even have, like, a real shirt. It was just kind of like a sports bra that she was running in with the tank top, and she fractured her leg while she was there. She said she looked up at the sky, and she said she felt everything stripped away, but she did make a conscious decision to survive. She said she could have died, and she decided that she was going to stay alive. She knew that she needed to get herself near water, which she did, and she survived eating some wild raspberries and a few moths that kept her sustained for all of that time. So really kind of interesting. She said the first 5 days, that's when she wanted to play victim, say, why me? But then she decided to make a conscious decision to just make it through, and that's how she got to day 17 out there by herself in the freezing cold, and she's in pretty good shape. She's got some sunburn, but other than her injury to her leg, she is pretty healthy, very, very lucky. She was rescued last Friday afternoon, yeah.
Over matter. Isn't it amazing what your
mind... This could have been Kara.
Yeah, it's what I thought, too. Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't, but this could have been Kara. She also went running and broke her legs, in
luckily,
the woods.
Luckily only one, but it is true. And I mean, I had my phone with me. Luckily, I had it strapped to my arm because I was running with music. If I hadn't, then it easily could have, I was going down a hill, easily could have dropped it and it would have flown down the hill somewhere that I couldn't see. So I was able to, I was fairly close to a populated area. So I could have yelled or, you know, I still had phone service, so I was able to look that up. I was able to call my mom, and other people were in the park. So someone found me. But, yeah, it is amazing, you know, you see something like this and it seems crazy, but it's kind of amazing.
It does seem a little crazy to me. This is the first time I'm hearing the details of her, of how she got lost. I don't know. It seems a little weird.
Well, I guess what I was saying is maybe it's weird, but it seems crazy looking at it, but I think once you're in that situation, it's kind of amazing how easy it is to happen. If you're in a really big park that you haven't been in before, and I think plenty of people don't take their phones running with them because they just don't know where to put it, or they just want to be one with nature, I don't know. But it's, I don't know. I guess that's a good lesson that you should always have a way of communicating with people if you're in a place you don't know.
So
it's so crazy. She said one night while she was lost, she fell 20 feet. She jammed her knee, and she started screaming in pain. A flash flood hit. She had rocks that dug into her skin, and she thought she'd be swept out to sea. And so she just meditated through all of it.
Wow. Mind over matter. This woman's got very strong power of being mindful. It's interesting the way you all observe that everybody should take the sort of communications. I never take my cell phone. I never take my phone. If I'm on the tractor, sometimes I take my flip phone with me just in case I need something, but I never carry my iPhone with me in circumstances like that. And it makes me, I'm not amused by it, but I'm intrigued that we have gotten, I suppose it's a resource and you ought to take advantage of it, but before they existed, how would somebody have dealt with something like this?
Well, they probably would have just died in the woods.
they may be right.
But another interesting, and even if I don't take my phone with me, one thing I do, especially after the whole incident with me breaking my leg in the woods, is I normally tell someone where I'm going, especially because I go places by myself a lot, and if I'm going hiking in the woods and no one knows where I am and I haven't told anyone, then you can kind of be screwed. So.
Yeah, it's a tool, a good tool. Well, it ended well then, Jennifer. I guess we would say that for much better than it might have ended otherwise for her. Yeah, there was a lot of attention being given to that lady and what happened. Here's something you might want to pay attention to. Those of you who are trying to get healthy the right way, losing weight is a good way to get healthy and stay healthy. But in order to stay healthy, after you've lost the weight, you got to keep it off. And that's the secret. That's where Kalitrin comes in, the natural weight loss formula that works. It is stimulant-free. It is drug-free. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take any drugs. You do the natural, healthy thing. Choose Kalitrin to lose weight safely and permanently. That's the ticket here. Kalitrin has been proven to help with weight loss and all kinds of other things. No side effects whatsoever. Take it consistently every night before you go to bed on an empty stomach, and it'll go to work. You don't have to worry about thinking, oh, I got to do this, you got to do that. Nope. You do the healthy thing. You get Kalitrin by going to toploss.com, and there's a special deal when you check the box for DJV as a promo code. You buy one, you get a second one free. Buy two, you get a second one free. Buy three, you get the point. And I think that holds true for the rest of this week. If you're interested in really getting on this program, you got to give it about 6 months and protect your body the right way. Proven effective at maintaining weight control, no adverse effects. That's Kalitrin. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, buy one, get one free. That's the deal right now. Toploss.com, the box to check is the DJV box.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Program. So we established this is Miranda Lambert. Yes, we have established this is Miranda Lambert.
Yes.
Yep. All right, crank it up for a sec. Said you walked some lady to her car, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a redhead named Bernice.
Yeah, that's pretty classic country sound. And so,
she has a classic country sound. She's not poppy. A lot of the women in country music start going poppy to cross over. And Miranda has really stayed country, I think. She's one of the few that wants to stay country. Mm-hmm. But this is one of her early hits, actually.
She's still with the policeman?
We think
so. So far, they've been spotted still back in New York.
Really?
They're canoodling.
I guess he has to go to noodling to work. No, does he still go to work there?
Yeah, he walks the beat, right? Good morning, America.
All right, so
open for his next wife after Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
This song's called White Liar. 13th annual ACM honors. Going to return to Nashville's Ryman Auditorium on August 21st. Where the aforementioned Miranda Lambert, along with Casey Musgraves, Brooks and Dunn, and Martina McBride, will be highlighted. The event recognizing special honorees and off-camera winners from the 54th Academy of Country Music Awards. This is Casey and Blowin' Smoke. Yeah.
No, this is another Miranda Lambert song. This is her more recent one, Vice.
Ah, okay. She's how I pay very close attention to what's going on. Lambert's going to be honored with the ACM Gene Weed Milestone Award. Does that mean she smokes weed? Or what is that? Gene Weed is a fellow, apparently, who's been recognized presenting to the artist for outstanding achievement in the field of country music over the past year. And additionally to that, Brooks and Dunn and Martina McBride get the Cliffy Stone Icon Award presented to a country artist or a duo, group, or industry leader who has advanced the popularity of this particular genre of music. Casey Musgraves also recognized with the ACM Jim Reeves International Award for her contributions to country music throughout the world. Jim Reeves was a classic country performer in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, whose music, along two or three other, and there were women as well as men at that time, who had a big impact around the world. Anyway, A Star Is Born also be recognized during the evening when it receives the Tex Ritter Film Award. That was considered country, I guess. I didn't ever think about it as a country tune. This is making it big in the country charts? Must be.
I don't know if it went to the country charts. It went to every chart that it could, actually. Yeah. This was a monster.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, I guess Lady Gaga stuff was not really country, but... why did his name
Bradley Cooper
was like
and Lucas
rock.
Nelson
yeah.
and Chris Stapleton, I think, and there are a bunch of country artists who wrote on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Also in the world of country music, Elena, spending much of the fall on the road, set to embark on her That Girl Was Me tour. The 9-day headlining tour kicks off September 14th in Columbia, Missouri, runs through October. In Boston, New York, Atlanta, Nashville, she'll be going there. Tickets for the tour go on sale on Thursday via her website. And country newcomer Fillmore joining her on the road. The news of her first headlining tour comes on the heels of her latest single, Ladies in the 90s, as well as appearances in the Stagecoach Festival this year and iHeart Country Festival. So is this a good take? Jennifer, is she...
You know, what I like about Lauren Elena is that she is a really, really hard worker. She used her win at American Idol to catapult herself into country music. And while she hasn't quite broken through yet, she is out there all the time.
Good. All right, that's the story. Wednesday on the DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow, the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.99.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another night of severe weather, this time targeting, among other states, Kansas, especially in the Kansas City metro area, where a massive twister appeared to be at least a mile wide. Zach Taylor is a forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center.
There's been considerable damage in and around the Kansas City metro, potential tornado, and then additionally we're looking at a pretty large area of flash flooding across eastern Kansas through northern Missouri, southern Iowa, now moving into Illinois. And so as this whole storm system tracks east, that threat will kind of shift toward the mid-Atlantic.
He was speaking to Fox News. Luckily, no fatalities reported from this latest severe weather. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says if given the chance, he will push through a confirmation vote for a Supreme Court justice in 2020. In 2016, he refused to do so, saying it was an election year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Get your fill of the DJV show today? Don't worry, you can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
A strong presence every day on the radio and our podcast as well. But you can find the DJV show .com and streaming on demand. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and the trash. City and state news, comings and goings, trash on the beach, Virginia Beach. Had a big Memorial Day event there. So, of course, people being as they are, thoughtless, careless, there were mounds of garbage. After this weekend event, inflatable rafts, trashed awnings, cups, towels. What is What is it that people think? The trash that was removed amounted to 10 tons. That's 20,000 pounds. This is called Flatopia. Startup of the summer party. Hundreds of people drinking, lounging. Photos of the mess you can see online. 9 people arrived yesterday to clean it up. Hundreds of people made the mess, and 9 people show up to clean it up.
Yeah, I don't think they expected to have that much trash left behind.
But what sort of person is, what kind of person is brought up to be this much of a pig?
More people than you think. It's amazing.
God, I have no thought of other people?
Yeah, you know? I mean, I go tailgating in the summer sometimes with friends, and yeah, everyone's drinking, but if you're the kind of person who cleans up, then it doesn't matter if you're drunk or not, you still clean up, and I'm amazed at the amount of trash that is left in a parking lot every single time. People just cover the ground and wrappers and cans and all kinds of crazy things, and then they just leave. You go to the movie theater and people leave their stuff all on the ground, and I think it's because they just assume someone will clean this up. It's not going to stay here.
I am let me give you a counter to that. I'm continually amazed. Is it continually or continuously? I always get those two wrong. Anyway, we had our opening event on the farm this weekend, on my farm. You can go to the website, eastleyfarm.com. When you hear me talking about the farm, that's what I'm talking about. We had lots of people, probably 1,000 people, showed up over the 2 days, which is a lot. They park in the field. They go look at the cows. They talk to the chickens. We had lots of chickens hatched. It was fascinating to see the kids watch these chickens literally pop out of an egg. Where do you see that anymore? And they look, they pop out, and they start chirp, 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 chirping. They had some ducks who were born also in the hatchery. See that going on? But the point I'm making is that the place was as clean when the event was over as it was when it started. Nobody leaves the messes, napkins and that sort of thing. It's not like they have a lot of mess when they have the ice cream, but is it different because it's
maybe
a farm?
Maybe because it's a farm, yeah. I'm wondering, because that makes sense. For some reason, living on the beach, people are just, I don't know what it is. It's a mentality. Maybe if you don't grow up at the beach and you just come for the day and, you know, and you just leave your trash everywhere. I don't know. I see it all the time. It blows my
mind. With all
the
focus, though, on the environment, Victoria, wouldn't you think that whether it's at school or at home or whatever it is, that people would get a bit of, or is it that different traditions in that different, you know, in the economic realities of homes and what people feel drunk every day. I don't know. It's really, I came from that kind of home, and I still learned, maybe it's because I grew up on the farm rather than at home, that I had that value.
I don't know. I don't know. I just think people are not, people just don't respect other people's environments and properties, I guess. You know, going back to Virginia Beach, where the 20,000 pounds of trash was left behind, people who live, that's a small community, and people live there.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And the people who are left living there are, you know, there were a lot of, rightfully so, but a lot of really angry social media posts from people who live down there and the mayor of the town. It's just horrendous, and I don't understand. And the problem is, what happens after that, people ruin it for everyone else. And so then the next year they go, they're going to say, well, you can't bring in this and you can't bring in that. And then everyone says, oh, well, it's a buzzkill and you can't do anything now. Well, you know what? You were part
of
the problem.
Take responsibility.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Victoria, what else have you got for us here?
Something that we've been hearing a lot about in the past week or so is Mount Everest, and of course, 11 hikers have died trying to get to the top. One of the ones who survived is Mandy Moore. She is from, if you know that show on NBC, This Is Us, she's one of the stars. She successfully completed her trek into Mount Everest Base Camp, which sits 17,600 feet above sea level, and she has, I guess, is now on her way back down. She's not going to the summit Summit, but she did it the smart way. A, she was sponsored by Eddie Bauer, which helps, and then she had the world's first female climber who went to the summit of Everest and back down without any extra oxygen, which is kind of remarkable. That was her guide. So she did it the right way. We keep hearing about these stories of other people trying to get up the mountain and dying, and there's a traffic jam on Mount Everest right now, plus all the trash that we've also heard about. There are tons and tons of trash at the top of the mountain and the base camp. So hopefully Mandy Moore picked up after herself on her way back down. But it is kind of interesting. She did recognize that, you know, they passed some dead bodies or something like that, which is really freaky. I can't even imagine. Jen was just saying off the air, like, why would anyone want to do this when you're literally stepping over a dead body to get to the top? Just, I guess, to say that you
Shouldn't
could do
it. Shouldn't that be a warning? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That seems
like
a warning.
Well, are you that callous? I guess that kind of goes hand in hand with what we were just talking about. What are the values of people these days?
Just because there's something there doesn't mean you have to climb it. Doesn't mean you have to jump off of it. You know, it's okay. It's okay for it to be there without having your feet on it.
The Canadian filmmaker that for the past 10 or 12 years has gone over every year to sort of do a documentary said he's never going to return to Everest, described this year's trip as carnage. It was never been before stepping over dead bodies. He said, I can't believe people do that. And it just seems to be prominent. So it is. There's something changing over there in the wind, it would seem, Victoria, for sure. Today, we celebrate Composting Day. Oh, I love talking about composting. Great opportunity for you to go green, help the environment at the same time. It's pretty easy to do. Makes you feel good knowing that you are doing your part to keep the environment a bit cleaner. So send this notice down to the folks in Virginia Beach. You'll probably be surprised at how easy it is for you to compost. You can compost your garden, yard vegetation, kitchen scraps. I told you the other day I'm going to start a food recycling composting on the farm. It's a great way to recycle lots of different things mixed up together that are all organic. You can do it with paper, too, by the way. Cardboard, wood chips. We mix wood chips all the time into our recyclables. Cardboard, paper, easy to put in, toilet paper. All of this stuff is compostable, and it breaks down very quickly, too, if you didn't know that. You can use compost around your plants. It's great nourishment for them. Keeps the weeds down as well. Retains soil moisture. You can also make compost tea with your compost materials to feed your indoor and outdoor plants. Saves a lot of money, enough to do Miracle-Grow or some of that other non-organic stuff. You can start a simple compost pile in your backyard. You can select a range of composters because they have bins and machines. Yeah, you even have a composter in your kitchen if you want. Yeah, this is...
That I wouldn't recommend because it doesn't smell great.
What, in the house, did you have one?
I had the little, it's like a little pail that sits on top of your counter. It has a lid, but it has holes in it too. Yeah, doesn't always smell great in the hot weather, so I'd say keep it outdoors.
You want either the thing that composts that's sort of a drawer under your, it's next to the washer or whatever, but you don't know.
Well, my brother has the big, it looks like some sort of World War II cranking thing, but it's like a big cylinder out in the backyard, and that's
how they grind it up.
Well, the smaller they have to turn the pieces, it over. Yeah, they turn it over a certain number of times. And
gets air. Yeah, that's the way to do it. That's what we do. Use a tractor and just grind it, move it all over and over and over again. I told you the story yesterday of... being on a pile, there's a large pile of tons and tons of leaves that I just set aside at the outside of a field 10, 12 years ago, and now I'm moving it, and it's dirt. It's dirt. It's become dirt. It's great. That kind of stuff is really a great instruction manual as to how things work in the universe, because everything gets used. Everything gets everything except styrofoam and plastic, and all the rest of this stuff gets used over and over again. In sports, this Bruin, whose name is Torrey Krug, did you see this story? He lost his helmet, but still...
Oh, yeah, he, like, checked somebody, right?
Yeah, right, got whacked pretty well. And, by the way, I saw, last two nights I've been to the movies, I went to see the movie with what's her face? Not awful. She plays. She's running for president.
Charlize Theron.
Yeah. Yeah. She has earned her chops as a really good actress because she can play most any role. The guy she was with is just an idiot.
Seth Rogen, that's the part he's supposed to be playing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's... he might be an idiot in real life, too.
But.
Right. But then I saw Wick. Oh, my God.
Why would you go see that? I don't understand why you pay money to go see a movie that you hate. You must have been so bored.
Why don't you watch something good on Netflix? Like, don't go wasting money on stuff like that.
Everybody was talking about it, how it was. It was just... It was boring, actually. Anyway... I want to do a quick... I was thinking about that when watching this guy get whacked with the stick. But
Hopefully it wasn't anywhere near as violent, because I watched the second John Wick for the first time last week, and I said I've never seen so many gunshots in one movie.
Yeah.
The entire thing. I mean, they don't even need a soundtrack, because it's literally just someone shooting the entire
knives
time.
And stuff.
But you need to not give in to peer pressure of what other people are going to see. Because
thank you. Thanks, Mom.
There's no point. You're welcome.
Thanks very much. Television news, eating in front of the tube is quite an American thing, it turns out. Most cultures, like European people, don't sit down in front of the TV set. Food, and this, I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday. I wanted to know why it felt so good. And so I thought about what I do. I don't know what you do, but oftentimes, because I'm by myself, Daisy and I will sit on the couch. And she's just had her dinner, and I'm having mine while I'm watching some TV show that I want to watch. But isn't it interesting how it affects us? And if you grow up as a child watching television and eating, you'll be more likely to do that as an adult. I thought that was pretty interesting about how the psychology of it all works. So who does that? Anybody here watch? You sit and watch TV, Victoria, you and
Lewis? More than I would like, and that's really and that's kind of the difference, I think, in between how Lewis and I maybe grew up, because in our family we were always all at the table every night, and there was no TV on while we were eating dinner, and Lewis kind of grew up raised by TV, so I think that even though we have a nice dining table now, but we don't really use it as much.
Yeah. Well, it's all generational, in fact, because I grew up, there was no TV to watch until we were older. So just the three of us, my two sisters and I, had dinner, and that was the way it worked. What about you, Jennifer? Well, you and your folks, you were young when they were divorced. So
yeah, when they were together, we'd all sit around the table. But when it was just my mom and I, a lot of times we'd sit on the couch and watch television.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about you and TV tonight? What do we have that's piquing one's interest?
Well, some new premieres again on FXX. You've got Archer 1999, the season premiere of that. On HGTV, the season premiere of Property Brothers, Forever Home. And then on the networks tonight, American Ninja Warrior is back on NBC. That's at 8. They also have a new show on NBC that I think you're going to like, Dougie. It's called The In-Between, and it is sort of a take on Patricia Arquette's show, Medium. Do you remember that show?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
The In-Between is about a Seattle bartender who has powers that can see the past and future and communicate with it, a spirit or two occasionally. Mm-hmm. That's on NBC tonight, season premiere at 10 o'clock. Fox has the season premiere of Master Chef. That's at 8, and a new episode of Paradise Hotel. Brand new show for the CW called My Last Days. That's at 8, followed by a new episode of Jane the Virgin at 9. Then on CBS, you've got The Amazing Race that kicks off tonight at 8, followed by NCIS The Cases They Can't Forget.
All right, My Pillow wants to remind you of a special that's going on, again, a Memorial Day deal at MyPillow.com. Two of their My Pillow premium pillows, $69.98. That's about a $30 savings, the lowest price ever offered on radio right here on the DJV program. Use the DJV promo code when you go to MyPillow.com. Buy two premium pillows. You can buy four, you can buy six, you can buy eight, buy as many as you want. Two premium My Pillows at a time, $69.98, with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. They'll ship them free as well. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for this great offer. Buy as many as you want. Two pack of My Pillows, $69.98 a pair. Use the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't miss any technology news. You find it right here. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to make an Apple announcement.
Yes. Apple has released the first new iPod since 2015. It's been 4 years that they have not even bothered updating the iPod, and they certainly didn't bother making a new one. And so this time, even though it does seem very outdated to some people, this new iPod is smaller in size and cheaper in price, and Apple believes this will attract a different market segment than customers who buy the premium iPhones. So at iPod's peak in 2008, they sold 55 million units, so they were definitely super popular. And then as iPhones got more and more memory built into them, people started housing their music collections and libraries and streaming services and apps. Everybody just kind of used their iPhone as one-stop shopping, which is what happened with me as well. I had a big, I had an iPod with a lot of storage on it, and then I slowly sort of just kept building my collection on my iPhone. And so now, even iPods, when you go onto the Apple site, you can barely even find them. They do technically still sell them, but now the new one is out. And it's actually an iPod Touch, so it can support new things that it couldn't do in the past. It can do group FaceTime calls. It has augmented reality apps. Essentially, it's getting closer and closer to being an iPhone without cellular service. And there's also a new thing that Apple's launching soon
called Apple Arcade, and that's going to be its own gaming subscription, which is like, I can hear the rolling of the eyes of parents everywhere now. Oh, great, here's another thing my kid can get addicted to on a device. But that's, obviously there's a need for that in the marketplace, and so Apple's launching the Arcade. The new iPod Touch looks similar to the old ones. It has a physical home button. It has a small 4-inch display, but the lower price is definitely a lot more palatable than the iPhone costs. The new iPod Touch starts at $199. That's for a 32 gig storage option. It goes up to $399 for a 256 gig option, and it comes in all of the colors that iPhones come in now: space gray, white, gold, blue, pink, and red. And it's actually available starting today for online orders.
Oh, wow! That's so exciting, Victoria. Thank you. Let's call and order one for everyone. Ooh, maybe not. Software company Panic, releasing a new handheld gaming console called Playdate. What's that all about?
The Geek Out.
Do we really need another gaming console? Well, when it has a crank on it, yeah, maybe we do. Last week, Panic, a company best known for making apps, surprised everybody by announcing a very yellow handheld gaming device with a simple black and white screen, a D-pad, and a pair of buttons. Calling it the Playdate, its most unique feature is the crank that sits on the side. Now, no, it doesn't power it, although that'd be kind of cool. It is an additional controller to be used within games. The Playdate will have 12 exclusive games, and how compelling they are will decide ultimately if what makes this interesting is also worth buying. The Playdate will launch early next year for $150, and you can find out more at play.date.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
All right, what's next here? From SpaceX into orbit they go.
Yes, SpaceX is celebrating a successful launch of a rocket that was filled with 60 satellites. Now, this is part of their, what they're building is what they've named it, a mega constellation. And so, this is going to be, the point of this, the mission, is to bring cheap broadband internet all over the planet. And so this is the first dedicated mission for SpaceX, and it's actually called Starlink, is their internet constellation. Elon Musk, who of course is the genius behind SpaceX and Tesla, he said the satellites will fan out in a way that will look like spreading a deck of cards on a table, and that will become the mega constellation, which is kind of cool. And it's not yet clear if all 60 of the satellites are fully functional yet, but tweets from Elon Musk and SpaceX appeared to confirm that everything was running smoothly in the hours after the launch. Ultimately, they want Starlink to grow to include potentially thousands of satellites over the next few years. Elon Musk says this could make low-cost internet available for a significant portion of the world's population that isn't online yet, and it also, this will cover rural areas. Facebook a couple years ago had talked about wanting to do this and bring broadband into places like, you know, remote parts of Africa, and but SpaceX seems to be a lot further along in that endeavor. And also, Elon Musk says this could be a really competitive alternative for people who are not happy with their broadband provider. So he's gunning for Comcast and Verizon and whoever else you may have. So,
alternative for net neutrality problems, one would wonder.
Well, yeah, that's a whole new sticky wicket, but yes.
Yeah. All right, Victoria, thank you. 59 past the hour on the DJV.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.